Hello and welcome to Talking Politics, a weekly look at the issues out of Missouri State Capitol and beyond. I'm Scott Kanowski. This week, we look into the surprising indictment of former Governor Roger Wilson, who pled guilty to funneling thousands into the Missouri Democratic Party while head of the state-created insurance fund Missouri Employers Mutual. We say surprising here because many legislators and journalists regarded Wilson as a candid, forthright, and honest statesman. We'll talk with longtime State House correspondent Phil Brooks, a man who has seen several former politicians face criminal charges, but was still shocked to hear about Wilson's indictment. But first, debates over the constitutionality of President Obama's health care plan made its way to the Missouri State House last week. But as in Washington, Democrats and Republicans remain divided over the issue. Natalia Allen reports from Jefferson City.
A bill that would make it a crime to enforce Obama's health care plan caused some debate on the House floor. Democratic Representative Carla May says the states can mandate what people do.
They want to say that you have to have car insurance, you have to have house insurance, but they don't want the federal government to mandate health insurance.
Republican Representative Kurt Barr says he is unwilling to enforce Obama's health care plan.
We, the states, created the Constitution, created the federal government. It is our job to recognize what is and what is not constitutional.
The House gave first round of approval to the bill. Reporting from the state capitol, I'm Natalia Allen.
The Missouri Auditor is appealing a court ruling that struck down powerful Missouri political donor Rex Sinkfield's Everything Tax plan based on a financial estimate in the ballot initiative. Matt Evans has the details.
The ballot initiative would give the voters the chance to repeal Missouri's income tax and replace it with an expanded sales tax. The Missouri State Auditor Tom Schweik originally estimated this could either gain Missouri as much as $300 million or lose up to $1.5 billion. A Cole County Circuit judge said those figures were based on a biased analysis and threw out the ballot initiative. But Schweik is now appealing that ruling and says his original numbers were accurate.
Based on the data that we received during the 20-day submission period, that seemed like the reasonable range.
A final decision will have to be made and more than 100,000 signatures collected before the ballot initiative deadline in 3 weeks. Reporting from the state capitol, I'm Matt Evans.
Roger Wilson served as Missouri governor nearly a decade ago after the fatal plane crash that killed then-Governor Mel Carnahan. Wilson then took the helm of the state-created insurance fund Missouri Employers Mutual. He was fired from the post last summer and faced a federal criminal investigation. Finally, last Thursday, he pled guilty to channeling $5,000 from MEM into the Missouri Democratic Party. Phil Brooks is a longtime State House correspondent who has seen many a political figure fall. He sat down with KSMU's Missy Shelton to talk about the surprise and turmoil surrounding Wilson's indictment.
Phil, just sort of your reaction to this news.
We knew something was going to be coming down. Roger Wilson had been essentially fired from Missouri Employees Mutual, that quasi-governmental organization that provides workers' compensation insurance coverage for businesses. The state auditor had confirmed there was an FBI investigation going on about the company. But I got to tell you, of the folks who have been indicted on criminal charges I have known in government over the decades, Roger Wilson would be one of the least people you would expect. And I think that's the bit of the reaction I'm hearing a little bit so far now in the Capitol building. This guy was a Mr. Goody Two-Shoes. He was an honest, candid guy. If you remove all of the history of Missouri Employees Mutual that we knew about, it would just be staggering that Roger Wilson is indicted on federal charges. You knew Roger Wilson. You just wouldn't expect that.
Well, and I think you're hearing that same reaction from both Democrats and Republicans who knew him, even though Roger Wilson is a Democrat. It's a bipartisan sort of reaction of surprise.
And you know, you look at the indictment, it really involves a small amount of money, about $8,000. And some of that money that was kind of laundering campaign contributions, Roger Wilson tried to make up for it by taking the money out of his own wallet to reimburse Missouri Employees Mutual. It's kind of sad in a way, and that's a reaction I've been hearing from some people of that it's just kind of sad and tragic. But, you know, this is a pretty significant thing for the state of Missouri. Roger Wilson was the governor of the state. He became governor, not just acting governor, but governor on the death of Mel Carnahan and Mel Carnahan's plane crash a few months before the end of his term as governor. He had been a Senate Appropriations Committee chair. He had been chair of the state Democratic Party. So this was a pretty significant player on the political governmental scene in Missouri.
As you referenced earlier, this is not the first politician you've covered who's been indicted on charges. You've got a fairly decent list here in front of you.
As we were talking, I was starting to write down the list thinking, well, maybe my column for this week, the newspaper column, should be the criminals I have known in Missouri State House over the years. I mean, to give you a sense of the severity of what we've seen, Dick Rabbit, House Speaker, goes to federal prison for 18 months for extorting special interests. He virtually tried to blackmail the Bus and Truck Association, for example, to throw law practice to his law firm in order to get favorable consideration for a bill that they wanted. Bob Griffin, I think everybody knows about the Bob Griffin saga of charges of influence peddling. Bill Webster, who was charged with influence peddling, of giving attorney general legal contracts with a second injury fund to law firms that made big buck contributions to his campaigns. He ultimately pled guilty to a much lower charge, to using a secretary to babysit his first kid, and using office equipment for campaign materials. Boy, those are pretty far more serious. Mark Richardson, a House Republican leader, indicted for child endangerment for drunken driving. Rod Jetton, a former House Speaker who was indicted on felony sexual assault case, he ultimately pled down to a misdemeanor charge.
Well, and you and I were talking also earlier that this is the first governor that we can remember or think of who has, or former governor, who has faced these kinds of charges. Is that right?
Yes. I do not know from my period of time of a governor indicted by the federal government. That goes back to Warren Hearns. And I was another reporter, Rudy Keller, who's been doing an enormous amount of research about the Civil War era of Missouri. Rudy and I could not remember that if there ever had been a governor indicted before. Warren Hearns came under exhaustive federal investigation, and they ultimately came up with nothing. It probably helped destroy Warren Hearns' political career, who had intended to go on to the U.S. Senate, but really could not mount a credible campaign with all the stories coming out about his criminal investigation.
Phil Brooks, we're out of time. Thank you so much, as always.
As always, it's good to talk with you.
That was State House correspondent Phil Brooks, interviewed by KSMU's Missy Shelton. Well, for all your latest political news and more, make sure to go to our website. That's kbia.org. And for KBIA News, I'm Scott Kanowski.